I'm Heather Anderson, and this is episode 32, College Confidence with Lainey Thompson. Welcome to the Mommy Whisperer podcast. I'm Heather Anderson, and I am a mother, wife, educator, and life coach. I am here to help support and strengthen you on your journey through motherhood, the most important job in the world. Hi, moms. How are you doing today? Are you back to school already? We in California are fully back to school now. I feel like the summer just started. I'm not sure what happened to it, but I hope things are going well for you as you get adjusted to the new routine. I love when parents come to me for educational coaching. The other day I had a consult with a parent who wanted to know if what the school was telling her to do with her son was the right thing to do. He was at a special STEM school for science and technology and engineering mathematics and took a very advanced math class in eighth grade and didn't do very well. The school was saying he should probably go to summer school and redo the class before he got to high school. But after getting to the bottom of everything with her, that was not the best option for her son. He did not need to be wasting his summer in an online virtual summer school math class where he had to meet in person with his teacher once a week, which was going to be kind of far for the mom to have to drive him. And after 30 minutes with me, she realized that his grade did not matter. It wasn't going to transfer to the high school. And once she understood that the career that he was choosing when he was done with high school didn't need a bunch of advanced math classes, he got his summer back and mom was a lot more clear on how she wanted his path to go and a lot less worried about him and his schooling. Another question I get a lot is, how do I get my high school students some college credits? Some moms see that the AP classes are not serving their students much at all and adding a whole lot of stress and extra workload onto them. And some moms want to know if their average grades student could even get a few college credits, or if that just isn't something that is possible for them. I was getting this question so often that I decided to create my Work Smarter program, which is a course where I walk you through step by step the best way to get your high school student college credits, even a whole semester or two or four of college before they graduate high school, without having to change schools or add hours to their day. A lot of what I teach is not what the high schools tell you is available. You've probably heard me talk a little bit about this in episodes 18 and 19. The high schools stick to their program that they've developed, or even some have partnered with certain colleges to do things only a certain way, because they are an institution that pushes their agenda, and that's fine, it makes sense. But their way isn't necessarily in the best interest of our students. There are better, much more effective, and dare I say, even easier ways to get college credits than what they are doing. I wanted to get the word out about this to everyone. So in this program, I arm you parents with the whole process, all the ins and outs of how to help your child enroll in college, what classes to take that will directly transfer to the university that they want to go to later on, and which college classes can also fulfill high school requirements at the same time. And also, and this is so important, I teach you how to be super knowledgeable so that you can go talk to your child's high school counselor about this way your child is going to go about doing this college credits in high school thing. And when you come to them with this much knowledge, they will listen. So today is an interview day. I have a very special guest, my very own daughter, Lainey. She's here to talk about how taking college classes in high school has helped her with her confidence, giving her a huge head start on college, and also it helped boost her GPA. So she's just going to share a little of her experience with that. I wanted to catch her before she goes off to college in just a few weeks, which I can't even hardly think about without tearing up. But I'm so, so excited for her. It's just hard to watch these kids that I love with my whole heart leave my safe little nest. She's grown her independent wings and is definitely ready to fly, and I'm just trying to catch up. So this is my second child, my first daughter, and I'm excited for you to hear what she has to say about this college in high school experience. Lainey, thank you for being on my podcast today. It's so nice of you to be here with me.
I'm happy to be here.
So, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about your college classes experience while you've been in high school. So tell us a little bit about how taking college classes in high school came about for you.
So my mom kind of had this awesome idea and she presented it to me. And at first I was like, oh, that's a little scary. And I still was scared even taking my first one. But I was like, yeah, I'll be your guinea pig for that.
Yeah, you were a little nervous. You're like, yeah, mom, whatever you say, I'll just try it. So do you remember what it felt like taking that first college class? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was, I think it was it communications?
Yeah, communications 100.
Yeah, so that one, I think it was like, I was super stressed.
I just remember it hung over your head, like you were nervous. Even if you had an assignment due in like a week, you would think about that assignment every day. You're like, mom, I have an assignment due in a week, or I have a test in 3 days, and you were pretty stressed, right?
Yeah, I would like, come make you help me with my class, but you can't help me with every class I take, but it was like...
That was kind of a training ground. Like, I did kind of sit in on a couple of your quizzes just because you had a lot of anxiety about it, but was it because it was so hard, or you were just like, oh my gosh, this was a college class?
It was because it was like a college class, I think. And I, at that point in my life, I was very not confident with school and stuff. I wouldn't get the best grades, and I don't know, I wasn't really confident with my schooling in that time of my life.
The word college class
scared
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so that one was kind of a training ground, and you did really well. I think you got an A or a B, right?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten a C in a class, have I?
Yeah, you've done really great in them. So I did help you a little bit with that, but not a whole lot. But do you remember your like second and third class, how you felt with those? Was it a little bit different?
All the classes are really different, but I think those I started getting more comfortable. They just mostly started to get easier because I was like, oh, this isn't so scary, and I was more comfortable.
Yeah, you kind of got the hang of how to do them.
Yeah.
I remember the second class, I think it was Psychology 100, Intro to Psychology, and I helped you just a little bit with that. Like, some of your exams were timed, and you were just nervous about the timing of it, so I just kind of sat there. Mm-hmm. I didn't really help very much because I hadn't done any of the studying. But then after that, you were like, hey, got this, Mom. From then on, I haven't really helped you with any classes. You just had it.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to check on you. I didn't have to follow up with you. But you are a responsible self-learner. That does help. So then COVID kind of happened during your junior year. So you had a semester of being at school with a college class. Do you remember what that was like, what your schedule was like taking the college classes and also attending your high school?
Yeah, so I think I only had 4 high school classes and then just 1 college class.
And how was that?
It was like a lot less stressful and a lot less time spent on school if I were to be in 6 or 7 classes at high school.
And
I think.
Would they have let you take just 4 classes at that point, your junior year, if you didn't have a college class?
No.
Yeah, their policy is like, I think your counselor said that's a privilege reserved for seniors. But since she has a college class, we will reduce it to 4 classes. So you only have 4 classes, and then what did you do for 5th and 6th period?
I went to the library, and I worked on my college classes, so by the time I came home, I didn't really have much to do, at all.
Like, then you had dance team practice, and so you were getting home, like, way later, and you were pretty much done with school.
Yeah.
With your classes, because you did all of your stuff in the library, 5th and 6th period, instead of wasting your time with more high school classes. And do you remember the reason why you were able to do that, because these college classes helped you with the high school requirements?
Yeah, so I took, like, an English class one of the times?
Yeah, so it took over college class, so you didn't have to take a whole year of high school English.
Yeah, and that also helped me with college English as well.
Yeah, so that one English class that you took in high school on the college level online took care of your high school English requirement your senior year, so you didn't have to take English your senior year.
Yeah.
And it took care of your general education English class in college. So then you ended up taking a second English class too, right after that.
Oh, I do.
So you are done with your English requirements. And now you're ready to go to college.
mm-hmm. and you saw how far ahead you are, how does that make you feel?
It's nice because I have pretty much all my GEs done, so I don't have to go in like every other freshman who's taking those, and I can just go straight in and focus on what I'm studying.
And what is that you're studying?
I'm studying nursing. I want to be a nurse.
Nursing. Was that always your goal?
No, it wasn't, actually. I never thought of that growing up. I was like, I can never go to nursing school. I can never do this. And then, but now I am, so.
So what made you decide you could do this then?
These college classes.
Really?
Is that right? Oh, for sure. They've definitely built my confidence in school so much. You can give me a class and I can find a way to just do good in it.
Yeah, and your grades in these college classes, they've always been high. Like we said, you've always gotten A's and B's, and that wasn't necessarily the case with all of your high school classes, right?
No, it wasn't, but I also think I care more about these college classes.
You do care more.
To get good, better
Is that
grades.
One, I was going to ask you, what are the differences? Like, why are you getting better grades in your college
because
classes?
Because I was like, oh, high school, it's just high school, but like, even though high school has, like, a lot to do with your future, I feel like these college classes have even more to do.
So tell me real quick, what makes these college classes a little bit easier for you to get better grades in than maybe some of your high school classes?
There's a lot of things, but some of the main things are that there are very clear due dates and expectations are laid out really well. Each teacher that I've ever had in college, they all gave us instructions really well. They really talked through it with us very thoroughly, so I knew exactly what I was doing for each assignment. And then each week is laid out right in front of you for the weekly modules, and that just made it a lot easier because it was I could visually see my week or my whole semester for that class.
Yeah, and you were really good at plugging in due dates when you saw them mm-hmm. on those modules. Like, didn't they give you a syllabus, too, that had
Everything that we were going to do the whole semester on their syllabus.
And did you feel like if you had a question for the teacher that they were available to you to get in contact with pretty easily?
Yeah, every time I needed my teacher, I would just send them a message in the inbox, and they always got to me within a day or less, and they were really helpful each time.
And definitely not to put down high school teachers, because I think what they do is amazing, and mm-hmm. I have my high school math teaching certificate because I was even thinking of becoming a high school teacher at one point, but I felt like the teachers treated you with much more respect at the college level than some of your high school teachers have at the high school level, making it easier to succeed.
Yeah, for sure. A lot easier to talk to about things. I was always scared to talk to my teachers about some teachers in high school about things because I was like, is this a dumb question? But these college teachers are like, ask me anything, no bad questions. And so that helped.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. I'm just an overall better student now because of them.
Yeah, and I've seen your confidence grow big time. Like, you went from, I don't know what I want to do, to, I think I'm going to be a lawyer, to maybe a nurse. So just real quick, going back to your junior year, I wanted to ask you, do you remember if your junior year taking a college class while taking four high school classes, was that harder, easier, more work, less work than your freshman sophomore year?
I think it was definitely a lot easier and less work because of the layout and because I had more time to do it. And yeah, definitely an easier path.
Okay, so Lainey, overall, I know your mom made you do this to begin with, but are you happy that you did it? How do you feel about it overall?
Yes, I am very happy that I did this because I just feel really lucky, and I'm happy I did it because I'm ahead and it was definitely worth the extra work sometimes. And I'm grateful that my mom did this for me.
Made you do it.
Made me.
I know, because that came with some summer school too. Like, I was like, oh, this is so great. I think I got more excited about it than you. I'd be in here like planning your future. And I'd be like, okay, you need to take a summer school class. So that wasn't always fun, but worth it.
But it was definitely worth it. Definitely worth it for sure.
So in closing, Lainey, is there anything you'd like to tell the moms of the world who have teenagers who might want to do this college classes in high school thing?
Yes, I think that if I could tell all the moms out there to just do this, because I think it saves a lot of time and a lot of money.
It does, especially in California where we live. You get free tuition by being a high school student. Yeah. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I just handle all the behind-the-scenes stuff. But you're right. It can save a lot of money. And I don't know how many states have that deal with the high schools, but I know there are a lot of states out there that if you're a high school student taking college classes, you only have to pay student fees, which was like $35 a semester. And we did have to buy your books, but I would find them cheap on Amazon used. And then you were going to say something else?
Oh, yeah. And it definitely builds confidence. It'll make your children feel like they can do bigger things with their lives instead of just the bare minimum. It'll make them feel like they can go out in the world and do bigger things and have confidence.
Yes, I've seen your confidence grow. I've seen your work ethic. You've always had a really good work ethic, but I've seen that grow. And now you're going out there and you're like, I can do anything I want to do.
I could be a lawyer. Just kidding.
To even think that for a while, I was like, wow, this Lainey, she's really changing and growing because you know you can do it and college doesn't scare you anymore.
Yeah.
So you're about to go to college in a month.
Yes, I am.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel really a lot better than I did when I was growing up thinking about college. I was like, I could never get good grades in college. Like, how am I going to even get into college? But now I'm excited that I'm going in there a lot more confident. I'm going to do great, I feel like.
You will. And there are a lot of things to stress about. I've noticed we're stressing about a lot of different things around here getting you ready to go. But I don't feel like really the classes are that much on your mind compared to other things.
Yeah.
I think that earlier on, had you not done this, classes would have really, you would have been really questioning yourself, can I even do this?
For sure. And I'd have to take extra school because I'd have to do my GEs too. Yeah. But now I'm just doing.
Yeah.
I'm just going right into my setting for what I want to do with my career.
And what I love is getting you ready for college. You're like, yep, I need this notebook for this class and I need these pens and these highlighters because I know how I study and I know what I need. Like you're telling me the supplies instead of me at the beginning of your college class, high school experience. I'm like, you need to take notes. You need to have notebooks for each class. And now you're like, I would like a two subject college ruled notebook and, you know, for each class. Like you just know exactly how to study and exactly what to do. I'm sending a different child to college than I thought I would because we stumbled across this amazingness of college credits in high school.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing this for me today and telling everybody out there about this so that they can learn a little bit from you and from me with my Work Smarter program.
Yeah, this was fun, Mom. I'm happy I did this.
I hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I did. I could talk to Lainey all day. She's so fun. Be sure to check out my free workshop that tells you even more about my Work Smarter program. All the links are in the show notes as well as on my website, the-mommywhisperer.com. It's there right at the top. This program comes with an exclusive private Facebook group where I make myself available to answer all of your questions. So I hope to see you in there. The confidence your child will develop by taking just a few college credits in high school is invaluable because self-confidence is the foundation of all great success and achievement. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll talk to you next time. If you are enjoying this podcast, please go share it with a friend. And also, if you have a minute, please follow, subscribe, rate, or even leave me a review. This helps other people find me too. Thank you so much.